This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Zoning out in class, endless excuses to stay in bed, a strong desire to watch hours of television, just a few symptoms of the perennial condition that afflicts high school seniors everywhere at this time of the year. Understanding the reasons for senioritis is easy. These kids are about to make a big transition, either onto higher education or into the workforce. Either way, they know there's little they can do in the second term of their senior year to change their prospects. This is the time, many think, to take some easy electives, kick back, and relax. And while many schools go along with rituals like Senior Cut Day, some educators worry that seniors are squandering an important opportunity to prepare for life in the real world. In a moment, we'll talk with a high school principal and with a student who share those thoughts. We'll also discuss why some state governors say enough and want to get seniors to buckle down. Later in the program, mixmaster and musician Moby joins us to talk about his new album and his new business. But first, senioritis. If you've got it or remember it, give us a call and describe the symptoms. And is it time to tighten up or lighten up on senior spring semester? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now is Richard Hutchinson, principal of the Urbandale High School in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
And is senioritis rampant on the campus there at Urbandale High School?
Well, I think senioritis is rampant everywhere where you have high school seniors. It's hitting us pretty good right now, especially this time of year. We just finished up with our prom, and boy, it really gets bad after that time of the year.
Describe some of the symptoms for us.
It's more of a mindset. It's kind of a body movement. When our seniors get to this point, getting to class on time is not really important to them anymore. They just stand in the hallway like they're just going through just pain. They just want to get out, get going to the next level, whatever that may be. They've been at this for 13 years where they've been conditioned by bells, people telling them what to do, and especially if they've already decided their future, it's really hard to motivate them. You start coming up with all kinds of excuses, why they shouldn't be at school that day, why their homework's not turned in, does this really matter? I've already know what I'm going to do, so why do I have to continue to do this?
Yeah, if you're going on to college, you probably have gotten your acceptances or rejections by now.
A lot of our students have, and if you're going out into the workforce, let's say, or you're going into a trade school or something of that nature, and you already know what you're going to do, and you're just putting your time in, and it's just like, hurry up and get done. Not only do I think senioritis hits our students, but as a parent of a senior right now, I have senioritis. I can't wait for my youngest son to graduate. It's been a 13-year fight, but he started out in September with senioritis. He was just tired. He was ready to get done and move on to the next level. So
I wonder, does it affect, well, there in every senior class, there are goof-offs as well as grinds. Do the grinds sort of take a pass in the last few weeks or months of senior year too?
Neil, I feel it affects everyone, even those students that, you know, are at the top of the list, you know, your 4.0s, your valedictorians, those type of people. They're tired, too. I mean, they've been pressing hard for 13 years, and they've had a lot of external and internal pressure on them. And most of those kids have already been accepted into some type of higher education. And they just feel that they're ready to get out and show their independence, maybe get a little defiant. Most of the time they have followed every single rule there is. We even have some that just say, I wanted to know what it was like to get in trouble one time because I've never been there and those type of things. So it affects them all. Those kids that normally are not at the top of the GPA rung, well, it affects them too because it's like, okay, I need this class to graduate. I have to pass government, but I don't really need anything else. And so I'll concentrate on government for the most part. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them is just, you know, I'm tired. I want to get out of here. I need to get to the next level. So,
well, let's get some listeners involved in the conversation. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us, or email us totn@npr.org. Carrie's with us from Kansas City.
Hi. I just had a comment. I was going to say that basically these kids are about to be adults, and I think that give them a break this last semester. They have no idea what they're in for.
Carrie, it sounds like you may not have had, not too long ago, that you may have had senioritis.
No, just about 5 years ago I graduated, so.
And did it do any permanent damage, do you think?
Having senioritis?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. It was great. I mean, I love just kind of, you know, not going to class on time, because now we have to work and, you know, be at work on time, or, you know, be in college on time, or everything is kind of serious these days. So
a lot more responsibilities after you graduate, aren't there?
Exactly. And there's so much more responsibility after you graduate. So,
Principal Hutchinson, a lot of people would agree with Carrie. What about you?
Well, I don't know if I would necessarily say give them a break. Maybe, you know, it's time for us to take a look at the senior year and see if there are some things that we can put into place that would give the senior more of the real world type of experience. You know, comprehensive high schools, everybody thinks the only time you ever learn something is when you're inside of the building. And I know there is a big push across the nation to do different things with the senior year. And maybe we can take a look at setting kids up with some internships, maybe doing some community service, those type of things. That way they can kind of get out into the real world and realize that, you know, if you're at an internship, you don't get 4 free absences, or you're not allowed to walk in whenever you feel like it. If they ask you to do something, they expect you to do it. And if you don't do it, you're going to have to find a different internship. And maybe we need to look at those type of experience to get our kids ready. As far as just, you know, letting them take the time off because they are moving to the next level and they can have a little fun now. Well, you know, that's okay. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, we still have to be a little careful with that because they are still 17, 18-year-old kids and they are still seniors in high school.
Can I just say one more thing before I
go ahead, Carrie?
I actually did a work study program when I was a senior in high school, and I actually had a job since I was about 15 years old. And, you know, I think a majority of kids actually do have jobs and do have responsibilities outside of high school. And it's sort of that last semester of, I mean, you can't dismiss everything in your last few you know, months of high school. But I think so many kids have responsibilities outside of school that they are doing things on time and being responsible. And
okay,
just that's it.
Thanks for the call and good luck.
Bye.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Let's go quickly to Roberts, and Roberts is also calling from Kansas City.
Yes, I actually knew someone from Kansas City who I've been good friends with, who his high school, what they did is instead of going to school, they would actually have an internship that you were required to go to, I think based on what you wanted to do in college.
So is that a solution, do you think, to this senioritis problem?
Well, it kind of gets you out of the school. I think it's so monotonous just going to the same school every day for like 4 years.
I kind of feel, a lot of us feel that way about our jobs, too.
Well, yeah, but this kind of gets you kind of pepped up to go to it instead of like doing an after-school internship program or doing regular work. This I think, just gives it kind of it tosses up life a little bit. I would love to have done that in high school.
Roberts, thanks very much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just to comment on that, I think that's a good idea to do for those who actually do know what they are going to do once they get out of high school. We still have a lot of kids that do not have a clue whether they're going to go on to the workforce, or if they're going to get into some type of higher education. And for those kids, just giving them the opportunity to explore some different things, regardless of what people say, high school can only give you just a small notion of what the real world is, and it can only give you a small notion of what to expect in college. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we still have 17 and 18-year-old kids that public schools. We are responsible for them.
Principal Hutchinson, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And good luck for the rest of the semester. Richard Hutchinson is principal at Urbandale High School in Des Moines, Iowa. Joined us from the studios of member station WOI in Des Moines. Sometimes senior year is not all it's cracked up to be. Joining us now is Shannon Bouchart, a senior at Valley High School in West Des Moines, Iowa. She expressed some disenchantment about her last year in high school in an opinion piece that ran in the Des Moines Register. She is also with us at WOI in Ames. Good of you to join us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what's the atmosphere among seniors at your high school at this time of the year?
I would say the overwhelming atmosphere at Valley this time of year is sort of a nervous excitement. All the students at my school have, especially the seniors, have begun completely tuning out and sort of separating themselves from the high school experience. And with that, students just sort of seem to be focusing on the next level. It doesn't become about what you're doing now anymore. You live your life completely in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that what you expected when this academic year started?
Going into the academic year, at my high school, there are certain actual privileges allotted to seniors. Those include being able to leave campus for lunch, having a spot close to the school in the parking lot, and even more than that, you're put in all the leadership positions in the school, and the expectation of you is that you sort of become the leader that year and you become a young adult.
Well, how does that square to with tuning out?
Well, at this point in the year, the new class of juniors has begun taking over the activities. So for seniors, there's really nothing grounding us in the experience anymore. And for me, that was sort of where the sadness came in. I didn't expect that. There's much more anxiety about leaving and about seeing sort of your position in the place where you've grown up for 13 years being evaporated so quickly, like you were never there.
Yeah, it's you finally became the king or queen of the kids, and suddenly it's these privileges are only fleeting.
Definitely, definitely. I see that a lot with people at my school. They have one final year of being on top, and then some appear to not know where to go from there to start over at the bottom.
Shannon, stay with us. We're going to take a short break and continue this conversation about senioritis. Also joining us will be Governor Bob Wise, the former governor of West Virginia, who's now president of the Alliance for Education, talking about ideas to, maybe cure senioritis. If you've had this affliction now or in the past at some point, give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're talking today about senioritis. How do you know you have it? 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Our email address is totn@npr.org. We're talking with Shannon Bouchard, a senior in high school at Valley High School in West Des Moines, Iowa, and want to get some callers on the line. This is Susan. Susan's with us from West Richland in Washington.
Hi, Neil. I have a son who's the valedictorian this year, and he's a 4.0 student and wanted to slack off his last quarter. And he went in and talked to his counselor, and the counselor said, oh, it's okay. We have lots of valedictorians that have graduated with a 3.89. It's okay. And he came home and was telling us about it, and he said, I am graduating with that 4.0. So it is that subtle little talk with the counselor has brought him back out of his senioritis.
Shannon, is that the kind of mixed signals that people sometimes get at school?
I would say it depends on what your future plans are. The school that I attend is very focused on getting students into post-secondary, into a college program, and if not a college program, some sort of vocational training or something else that suits their abilities. Mm-hmm. So I feel that at my school, at least, the counselors are very concentrated in the information they're presenting to students about their future course of action.
Susan, thanks for the call, and we wish your son the best of luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email we got from Matt. It seems like senioritis has to do not only with the feeling that senior year doesn't matter, but also the fact that all my classmates have senioritis. In this way, senioritis is actually contagious. Do you feel that way, Shannon?
That, I would say, is one of the primary problems with senioritis. You can go into the second semester of your senior year thinking, I'm going to maintain my average, I'm going to do fine, and then you start seeing your friends who have always been at the same level of as you begin slacking off and maybe not showing up to class a few times a week, and it does have a tremendous impact on your state of mind. You start to think, You know, I can just do the minimum and still get by with my average.
Yeah.
And that suddenly becomes the standard for every single person in your class.
Yeah, here's an email we got on that from Phil in Chico, California. I graduated Chico High School in 2004. Senior year, I realized that if I didn't go to my last class of the day for the last 3 weeks of school and did a good job on the final project, my grade would only go down to a C, so I left early every day and got the C. So Shannon Bishada, are you on your way to college?
I am. I will be attending the University of Iowa in the fall, which I'm very excited about.
Good luck.
And thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Shannon Bishada, senior at Valley High School in West Des Moines, Iowa. I'll get that straight. And she joined us from the studios of member station WOI in Des Moines. With us here in Studio 3A is Bob Wise, the former governor of West Virginia, also president of the Alliance for Excellent Education, an advocacy group that promotes policies to help prepare high schoolers for college and the workplace. Thanks very much for coming
in. Good to be here. Thank you.
Senioritis. On the one hand, everybody says, you know, I was one young once. What's the big deal?
Everyone does, and I'm thinking about senioritis as a parent myself, although we have 1 year before we have senioritis. But it's also something that governors have been taking up recently, most recently led by Virginia Governor Mark Warner, who's also chairman of the National Governors Association, Governor Huckabee of Arkansas, and others, because there is a problem here, and maybe I'm the guy that's bringing the spinach that one of the callers talked about earlier, because we can't afford to lose that senior year. And indeed, in Shannon's case and others, there are programs, and Iowa's been certainly one of the states pushing them, Virginia and others, in which there's a focus on increased advanced placement courses or dual enrollment in which you can get college credit. Principal Hutchinson talked about the internships or the clinical hands-on work. But there's also another group we have to be talking about. Shannon's fortunate because she's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
But statistically in this country, what we have now is when Shannon was in the ninth grade, one of the children on a national basis, one of the ninth graders next to her was not going to graduate in the next 4 years. Would be dropping out, and there's another ninth grader of the three of them that will not graduate college ready. And so as we are concerned about senioritis, we need to be really thinking about what it is we're doing and how we're preparing our students to get to be seniors and then to move on. You have a system right now in our high schools nationally where one-third won't graduate, one-third won't graduate college ready. And so we have to be really focusing on the same issues that Shannon and Mr. Hutchinson raised. We have to be focusing on actually much earlier in the game.
Yeah, talking about senioritis, we all know that there are severe problems in secondary education. But is senioritis really one of them? I mean, isn't it human nature to try to, you know, take a little time off?
Sure.
Particularly if you know what you're doing, there's hardly anything you can do to screw it up.
Actually, you can. And let me suggest to you, particularly if you're one of the two-thirds that's not going to graduate college ready, then what you need to be doing is increasingly focusing on what it is that you can do to be as prepared as possible. 70% of our 12th graders are not going to graduate reading at the basic level. That's a very significant statistic. And so what is it we can be preparing? And finally, let me suggest heresy right here. We might want to think about not having an automatic four-year high school, that indeed some students may do better if they go a fifth and a sixth year, and we have given them a graduation plan starting in the ninth grade that permits them that extended period. An English is a second language student, for instance, or someone who has a particular problem. So we may have to stretch senioritis out for some of our students in tailoring education to each of their particular needs.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some callers back on the line, and let's go to Anna. Anna's with us from Detroit.
Hi. I agree with getting higher education at a younger age, because by senior year, if you're not ready to graduate, you won't be ready in the second term of your senior year. It's ridiculous to think that you will be. And I think starting programs even from first grade on, it should be that way. But at the senior year level, you really have no desire to do anything, because I know from I've always had good scoring. I've always been a good student. But from freshman year high school, I've been at school from 7 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, doing after-school activities, dancing, being part of clubs. Just like, I have so many things going on. So by senior year, spending so many hours in that building every day for 4 years, you don't want to be there any longer. And like taking out programs systems like senior skip day or like slack days or anything like that, I think it would be silly, because those few days aren't going to improve anyone's education to prepare them to graduate. We have to start at such a younger age.
Yeah, is senioritis focusing on that, closing the barn door after the student has escaped, if you will?
In some ways, I think it has. And nobody's talking about, and I'd be the last one, particularly as one who used to run for office, to suggest doing away with senior skip day. But what I would suggest is was discussed earlier by Mr. Hutchinson, and I think Shannon referred to it, is what can we do, particularly that senior year, to make it more relevant, to make it more interesting? And let's get, as Anna asked, let's get her out of the classroom, but let's get her into something where she's still learning and it's still relevant, and maybe that extra day that she's doing this will show her a way that she could benefit her later. We'll give her something that truly stands her in good stead.
Anna, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My opinion is that, like, beginning of junior year, I already knew what I wanted to become. I wanted to go into art restoration. And that was, like, ever since I was born, I knew I wanted to go into art. And, like, I just knew, like, that's where I'm going with my life. So I walk into senior year. I'm taking art classes. But I have, like, my science class, my math class, my English class. And I walk in and I sit there. I'm like, why am I here? I might as well bring a canvas to school and start, like, painting in every class, because it's pointless for me to sit here and learn what hydrogen bonding is, because why am I going to need to know that? And, like, that's what I think, that's what of people ask that question, because, I mean, why do we need to know it? I already know what I want to be. It's not relevant for me. So, I mean, to make programs more interesting, I would take, like, 6 hours of art class. Well, I mean, that's really what I have to do to benefit myself. So, but I have to take these required classes. There's still things I have to take to graduate.
How long has it been since you were in high school, Anna?
I'm a senior right now.
You're a senior right now. Do you think remotely conceivable that you might have to work another job to pay the rent while you're developing a reputation as a world-famous artist?
I'm actually planning to be poor because there's no money involved in what I'm going to be doing. But, I mean, I just take it with stride, and I know I'm going to love what I'm going to do, and I don't mind working extra or working harder, but I want to become what I know I'll be happy, because I know so many people do something for money, and they're not happy, and you have to do that job for 40, 50 years. So I know, like, what I have to do to prepare myself, and I know taking AP chemistry is not preparing myself for what going into art. Like, somebody who's going to be a doctor, I understand that. And I know a lot of people in my chemistry class, like, they're going to be doctors. They pay attention. Mm-hmm. I pay attention as well, get passing grades. But, I mean, it's not as relevant for me. So,
well, I just urge you strongly to make sure that whatever you do, you make sure to get that degree.
Oh, I absolutely intend to. I'm not saying, like, I'm not slacking. I'm not saying I'm going to. And I think education is the most important thing ever. And for my case, I understand why I have to study and just have a general knowledge of everything. But I'm saying for students who don't have the same philosophy as me of just getting knowledge and just being world known, like, it's different for them, because they don't care. It's like they just want to go out into the workforce or go out to college and just start their life and just start living, like, not be at home with mommy and daddy taking care of them, you know, move out to the dorm, just be by yourself, be independent. And they just want to get to that point of life. Because, like, walking into that little building every day, it's just like it's a prison right now, because you just feel like, why do I need this? So you just want to go. Like,
well, let's put that to Governor Wise and Anna, by the way. Thank you very much for the call, and good luck with your career. You know, she knows what she wants to do.
No, and more power to her, and I hope she achieves everything she wants to. And, you know, in the high school reform movement, there actually are high schools developing that will let her focus more on her particular area. So you have to take a certain core curriculum, but it gives a chance for a student to focus. And if they're able to be dealing, as Anna says, in a course that truly engages her, then she's much more likely to be working at it right up until the end.
To be focused. You did mention senior skip day. Here's an email from Tammy. A few years ago, the school board in Wichita, Kansas, suspended all of the seniors who took part in senior skip day for one more day of school. The students showed up in T-shirts the day they were allowed back in that read, "Skip one, get one free." That was the last time they pushed this issue. Senior skip day, as you suggest, may not be politically popular.
No, well, let me just say that when I was in West Virginia, I put tighter limits on making sure all our kids went 180 days to school, as was the requirement. And the next year, when I asked my son if he'd like to take a two-day vacation with me, he said, "I'd like to, Dad, but I've got to be in school."
Hmm.
So I got it from home as well.
All right, let's get Steve on the line. Steve's in Syracuse, New York.
Yes, I guess I have a question. In regards to senioritis, as a person gets older and they're ready to retire from their job, does this repeat itself when a guy's at the end of his career?
I don't know. When you were in your last couple of weeks as governor, were you goofing off, Governor Wise?
I'll certainly, you'll never get me to talk about that. No, actually, I don't, I mean, obviously there's a tendency to kick back, but I think most people are feeling they have to work all the way to the end. And I'm not trying to, I mean, it's one thing when you're 17 or 18, it's something else when you're 58 or 60. But I happen to believe that we ought to recognize the natural instincts. At the same time, though, recognize that our high schools are called upon to do more and more. I mean, the fact that we're 15th in the world and amongst developed nations in graduation rates tells me that we need to have more engaging courses at all levels, and certainly including senior year. And for those students, they need to make sure that when they're going into college, they don't want to have to be taking remediation courses. They need to be fully ready to hit the ground running, whether it's college or the post-secondary workplace.
Steve, are you planning on goofing off the last couple of months of your career?
No, I got a long ways to go, but I do have employees that I worry about. And as they get aged and they're getting ready to retire, and I'm worried about where they're going to be and how they're going to, just ride the gravy train till the end.
All right, Steve. Thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. We're talking about senioritis. Our guest is the former governor of West Virginia, Bob Wise, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And a lot of this attitude, I mean, these are young people who are chafing at the restraints that they felt for 12 long years or 13-year-long years, if you count, I guess, K through 12. In school, I guess Anna was talking about it as a prison, which might be a little bit exaggerated, but nevertheless, there's a natural rebellion of people that age as they approach this this break, and they know they're going to be asked to adopt more adult responsibilities, more sober responsibilities in a couple of months' time. Can't we just lighten up?
Well, I think we can, but I would argue that maybe we've lightened up too much over the last 50 years. And what's most important is we have a rigorous and relevant curriculum and that these young people recognize it. We don't do them any favors by saying to a ninth grader, two out of three of you will finish your high school years and not be ready for the workplace or for college. And so I'm delighted for many of the ones who called in, but I also want us to be thinking about those who maybe don't have their careers as well set, those who have some obstacles against them, the one-third, the 1.3 million that will drop out before they even get to be a senior, and then that other third of kids that need some push in order to be relevant and ready for the workplace or for college. Mm-hmm. We've got a real crisis in our high schools. Senioritis is part that we need to deal with, and indeed the discussion of senioritis is what has focused a lot on the overall high school transformation movement. Governor Warner started with senioritis, and before we knew it, we were having a summit on the national governors were having a summit. President Bush was talking about it in a State of the Union message.
Hmm. Let's get another caller on the line. Jay's with us from Cleveland.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I have a comment. I'm an educator at a high school in Cleveland area. And senioritis is huge in our school right now. And one of the things that what might be very beneficial to the community as well as the students is community service and performing other duties. A lot of these students in our district are going away to colleges and they're looking to make money. But how about giving something back and learning the values of giving something back to the community?
Governor Wise, I know there are some school districts that require.
You're absolutely right. There are some schools that actually require have you sign a contract for community service. And Jay brings up a relevant point. Once again, it's all about engagement. If we're just asking students to spew data back at us, facts, we're not going to. That's pretty boring. But something that gives them a hands-on role and lets them experience directly and to see what they're talented at, that's something else. You keep their attention that way.
Jay, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And just have a couple of minutes with you left, Governor. And I did want to ask, as you look at this idea of reforming the idea of high school itself, that maybe this four-year structure isn't one size fits all, what are the propositions you're looking at seriously, you and the other governors?
We're looking at a number of issues. In fact, the National Governors Association has a 10-point action agenda, but it includes things, for instance, as a graduation plan in which you enter into with the ninth grade, a plan for every student to help them measure their progress. We're looking at smaller learning centers. We're looking at adolescent literacy when 70% of our eighth graders aren't reading at grade level. We need to intervene. So we're looking at adult mentors for students so that they have somebody they can look to. And one thing, if I could plug for the National Governors Association, students have a chance to talk about their experience by going to the website www.rateyourfuture.org May 16th to 20th. They're hoping that thousands of students will talk directly to the governors about what it is that they think the high school school experience should be.
Bob Wise, thanks very much for being with us. Bob Wise is a former governor of West Virginia, now president of the Alliance for Excellent Education, and was kind enough to join us here in Studio 3A, though a lot of us arguing for class outdoors today. Well, we didn't get it. We're going to take a short break, though. When we come back, the musician Moby talked with us about Hotel, his new release, and about his new business. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.